Ukraine holds its presidential runoff this weekend, and the two remaining candidates are a study in contrasts. Viktor Yanukovych is a burly former Communist Party boss. His opponent is the current Prime Minister, Yulia Tymoshenko. She's 5'2" and favors designer dresses and high heels. She's also believed to be one of the richest people in Ukraine. Bridget McCarthy has her story.
Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko is probably the most recognizable symbol of Ukraine. And she's risen to the top in a part of the world where women are rarely seen in politics. One of her campaign posters shows her curled up with a baby tiger with the caption, "Tiger Yulia." She's ferocious one moment, kittenish the next. Here she is in a video Christmas card she sent to the nation a few weeks ago.
Дорогі мої, сердечно вітаю вас зі світлим святом Різдва Христового.
She begins, "My darlings." But she also once attacked an opponent in parliament with her stiletto heel. The 49-year-old Yulia Tymoshenko doesn't hide her femininity. She flaunts it and uses it as a weapon. Welcome to feminism, Slavic style. Martin Nunn is a British public relations executive who's worked here for nearly 20 years. He says one way to understand the Tymoshenko phenomenon is that Ukrainians are used to strong women. They have the Soviets partly to thank for that.
In the Soviet era, women were expected to drive the buses, clean the streets, drive the tanks, clear the rubbish, do everything. There was no gender difference. However, women also had to look after the children, run their homes, do the cooking, etc., etc. Consequently, during that period, Ukraine became very much a matriarchal society.
And the post-Soviet state of Ukraine still is. Unofficially, at least.
The women do the work here. I mean, you have to look in my office, 70% of my staff are women. Why? Because they do a better job.
Still, most of the bosses are men. Ukrainian women seem to accept that. They have a saying, men are the head, but women are the neck. But not Yulia, she's both. Evgenia Kononenko is a writer and scholar at the Ukrainian Center of Cultural Studies. She says Tymoshenko appeals to Ukraine's complicated electorate in powerful, subliminal ways. Take her signature wraparound braid. It's the traditional hairdo of married Ukrainian women.
And of course, it's not only just national style, it's even religious style. It's like a halo around the head. It's just style of Ukrainian icon. It's style of God's mother.
And there's one more thing.
Of course, her beauty attracts electors as well. And we can hear then, just in private conversation, that, maybe she's a bad woman, but she's so beautiful.
But there's another side to Yulia Tymoshenko. Underneath the glamour, she's essentially a product of the Soviet era. She was raised by a single mother in eastern Ukraine's Russian-speaking industrial region. When she was 19, she married the son of a Communist Party boss. She was trained as an economist before running for a seat in newly independent Ukraine's parliament in 1996.
People hated her in the beginning of her career. She was a woman who steals gas and everything.
While in government, Tymoshenko also ran a shadowy business that resold cheap Russian gas to Ukrainian enterprises. It made her fabulously wealthy and Ukraine's first female oligarch. Her nickname was the Gas Princess. Freelance journalist Yuri Lukanov says the size of her fortune remains shrouded in mystery.
It isn't the United States. It's Ukraine. They illegally send their money to offshore zones and so on. That is why nobody is able to say it, but I think it's over $1 billion.
Yulia Tymoshenko started to attract a national following in politics by railing against the country's oligarchs and corrupt politicians. She grew more popular still when she joined forces with the pro-Western reformist leader Viktor Yushchenko. Together, they were the hero and heroine of the Orange Revolution in 2004. Dmitry Chikalkin is a former Ukrainian diplomat who was also the master of ceremonies at the wedding of Tymoshenko's daughter. He says Yulia Tymoshenko is extremely charismatic, not just before a crowd, but in person, too.
I watched her in many occasions negotiating and speaking in private. She's a very talented negotiator, and she can really make people fall in love with her.
Martin Carr saw another side of Yulia Tymoshenko when he did public relations for her in 2007.
And the first meeting, I was warned, she will try to stare you down. And I thought it was a bit strange, but what actually happened in the meeting was that Mrs. Tymoshenko, when I started talking, stared me down, literally. She stares at you, and she's looking into you. Now, if you blink or turn away, then she knows she's won.
Carr says Tymoshenko's leadership style is pure Soviet. She has to be in control of everything. Journalist Yuri Lukanov says her manner of governing harkens back to the Soviet commissars in another way. Russians and Ukrainians even have a special term for it.
In Ukrainian language, ручне управління.
Roughly translated, it means manual mode or ruling by hand. It's basically government by decree. Take last fall's swine flu outbreak. Tymoshenko used her powers as prime minister to cancel all schools and public gatherings for an unprecedented 3 weeks. But she did almost nothing to prepare the country for a likely outbreak. Journalist Yuri Lukanov says Tymoshenko has never articulated a coherent political program or vision for the country.
I believe that power is the largest love of your life.
But how she would use that added power if she wins Sunday's presidential election is anyone's guess.
Oh, if she loses, she won't be a peaceful woman.
But if she loses, Yulia Tymoshenko will still be the second most powerful political figure in Europe's second largest country. For The World, I'm Bridget McCarthy in Kyiv, Ukraine.